Now, our political observer, Alan Chartok, joins us this morning. Alan, good morning to you.
And thank you so much for coming in and for being our voice this morning. And we hope David gets over his cold real fast.
Absolutely. Well, first off, the Supreme Court has announced that it will consider whether partisan gerrymandering violates the Constitution. The case could reshape American politics. How so, Alan?
Well, let me just start by saying I've had many concerns over the years about the misbehavior of politicians. But this one rises right to the top because you can't have a democracy if the winning party in an election is allowed to deal with their prospects of winning an election by loading the dice. That is exactly what has happened here. Texas, the legislature gets taken over by the Republicans, and they immediately gerrymander the legislature in such a way that the Congress, their congressional seats, in such a way as almost all of the Democrats, or many, many of them, get offed and shoved right out of existence. It isn't democratic. I mean, think about that. You say you're a democracy, but you allow the party, the majority party, to stack the deck in the way that they have done here. Now, Felix Frankfurter years ago, the famous Supreme Court justice, said, this is a matter for the legislature to figure out for themselves. And he was wrong. He was a great justice, but he was wrong. He said, we have to stay out of the political thicket. No, they're there to make sure that the Constitution is enforced, that there is a fairness to American democracy in such a way that this kind of thing can't happen. One of the ways, New York, for example, is a democratic state. It's a blue state, pristine blue. The Assembly, which of course gerrymanders as much as it wants, but it doesn't matter because there are so many Democrats, is overwhelmingly Democrat. But the New York State Senate stays, roughly Republican, along with some so-called traitors from the Democratic Party who sold out for some pieces of silver and some other things. And they have been allowed to gerrymander and gerrymander and gerrymander. You know, I often say, you see how this goes. Let's say you get a Republican head of the Senate, and he goes to the great computer, and he says to the great computer, computer, draw me districts where we can't lose. And the computer does, year after year. Every 10 years is a census. Every year, 10 years, the great computer says, I'm going to figure out, we'll put all the Democrats in one district so they can't win in two districts, and we'll do all of that kind of thing. And they do it. And then one year, the leader of the Senate goes to the great computer and he says, great computer, find me a way that we can control the Senate. And the computer looks back at him just like mirror, mirror on the wall and says, sorry, Mr. Leader, you haven't got enough people to shove around into the various districts, so you're going to lose the Senate. And then they figure out yet another way. They get these so-called traitors from the Democratic Party to come over and be with them, with the acquiescence, obviously, of the governor. So that's the way that it has worked in the past. The gerrymander is one of the worst things that happens in the United States of America. It's one of the reasons, by the way, that the Congress is Republican, and it just continues to happen. Now the big question is whether Justice Kennedy will be the swing vote that helps the four liberals on the court to change things around. He has signaled that he might be willing to do that in past decisions. He's getting older now. It may be his farewell shot at the court and his chance to be famous for the rest of eternity. And so the gerrymander case is huge.
Next, Alan, Otto Warmbier, a U.S. citizen who was freed last week after more than a year in North Korean detention, died yesterday afternoon. Doctors who examined him after his return said he had extensive loss of tissue in his brain. What impact might this have on relations with North Korea?
Well, clearly the North Koreans think that the more they can do to antagonize the rest of the world and to show themselves as tough guys, the better they are. The last thing in the world they care about is the way in which Americans think about them other than being afraid of them. It's hence the missiles and, the tests and the bellicosity and the rest of what they do. It is, of course, one of the great hotspots of the world. So when they do something like this, and, they return basically a person who has been tortured to the United States, they just fill their hand even more. They say that this is what you're going to get if you fool with us, with our corrupt, awful autocratic dictatorship. And the United States simply doesn't know what to do about them. I can tell you that the big thing from Trump and others has been the Chinese have to do their part. And the Chinese, of course, are sitting there right next to the North Koreans. But on the other hand, it may well be that the North Korean leader, is so bad that he will just ignore the Chinese, too. And that's what we got.
Finally, Russia on Monday condemned the American military's downing of a Syrian warplane, suspending the use of a military hotline that Washington and Moscow have used to avoid collisions in Syrian airspace and threatening to target aircraft flown by the U.S. and its allies over Syria. What do you make of the latest in tensions between U.S. and Russia?
Well, I don't know what to make of it other than to say that it was obvious that if we shoot down a warplane over Syria and the Russians and the Syrians are serious allies, that we risk, obviously, a full-out confrontation with the Russians. It's very dangerous. And it is the kind of thing where if the Russians and the Syrians are bombing allies of the United States who are on the ground, we say, don't do that. They say, we're going to do it because we all know that the Russians and Assad are best friends and that the Russians have protected Assad all along and that we are backing a different force. You know, and we shoot down a warplane. You better believe that they're not going to take it lying down and that they're warning that if you do this again or if you're in our airspace, we will take commensurate action of the type that you've taken. It's a very dangerous situation.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, thank you.
And thank you. Thanks for coming in.